Hi. Maybe you remember me. We've seen each other a couple of times in the laundry room. Good. Yeah, I live three doors down the hall. 5F? I hope I'm not presuming too much, but I was coming up the elevator a couple of nights ago and I saw and heard your girlfriend. She was shouting the most terrible things, and she had her bags with her. I couldn't stand to see such a sad look on such a handsome face. My heart kind of broke for you. I've had some pretty bad breakups, but that sounded worse than any I've ever had. My own boyfriend just left me a week or so ago, so believe me, I know how it feels. Anyway, I bake when I'm sad. Oatmeal raisin cookies are my favorite, and I thought maybe you'd like some too. So here, I baked an extra batch. I've baked dozens of batches. Oh, sure, I can come in for a while, thank you. I'm not really dressed for visiting, just this little skirt and a tank top, and I'm barefoot. Is that okay? It is? Well, thanks. I'm glad you don't stand on ceremony. I like what you've done with your apartment. That couch looks especially comfortable. Is it okay if I sit there? Well, of course you can have a cookie now. I baked them for you. No, thanks. I've had mine for today. Oh, I'm glad you like them. I say there's nothing like something sweet to put a smile back on your face. And you have a very nice smile. What happened with my boyfriend? Well, I guess I was just the wrong girl for him. He liked that I was nice to him, and he liked my cooking, and I did and did and did for him. I guess he liked that. And please let me know if this is too much. He didn't like my breasts. They're D's, and I like them. Or I did, anyway. But he kept trying to get me to have them enhanced, and I didn't want to. I like my legs. I get compliments on them sometimes, and I wear short skirts, like this one. And you can see that my waist and my hips are slim. Some men like that, but he didn't. You do? That's nice of you to say. You make me blush. You seem nice. Do you mind if I tell you a little bit more? Good, thanks. And again, please tell me if it gets to be too much. Anyway, it got to the point that he would only have sex with me when I was turned away from him. He didn't want to see my breasts, and I think he didn't even want to see my face. I kind of lost my self-respect then. I just didn't want to lose another guy. That was kind of stupid, I know. Anyway, I'd point out girls with big boobs to him, and I even offered to have a threesome with someone he might like. I wouldn't have minded, honestly, if it would have made him happy. Though I think that only made it worse. He called me a slut and a perv, and that's another thing. It was okay for him to be horny and looking at other girls, okay for him to swear and talk dirty, but it was somehow not right for me to have fantasies and maybe play them out a little with him. Oh, they weren't much. Just little things. But he wouldn't have it. I sat on his lap once and called him daddy, and he got up and dumped me on the floor. My friends had a party once that turned into kind of a soft swing thing. He wouldn't even let me blow him. He just sat there and wouldn't let me do anything with him. He would never masturbate in front of me either. He couldn't stand it if I talked dirty during sex. I had to be quiet. This is a lot, but he wouldn't come on my face. He said it was disrespectful. But he didn't respect me, not at all. You know what he said? He said he was going to sleep with other girls, but not in threesomes. Not what I had offered, just on his own. He didn't care that I cried when he told me that. I don't think he cared even a little bit about what I might like or want. I was lonelier with him than when he was away, you know? So, a couple of weeks ago, he told me he'd found a girl with real tits, whatever that means, and he packed up and left. So, I've gone through the best part of 10 pounds of oatmeal, making cookies, and giving them away. So, yeah, that's my story. How about yours? Yes, I see the hook near the door. It's like for a hat or keys, right? Really? You asked her to come in from work and take off her panties and put them on the hook? And then what? I see. You wanted to just have her walk around commando so you could feel her up and bend her over something a little later. You wanted to do that all the time, every day, right? What? Just once? You asked her to do it just once and she went apeshit on you? There was more. There were other things, right? It had to be. Well, everyone likes to watch a little porn now and again. I know I do. She wouldn't? Not at all. Not with you. Not alone. Just not? Yikes. And no short skirts, no heels. And you're a leg guy. Fuck. What was the attraction then? Please don't tell me she had really big tits. They were bees? And you like them? Well, yes, I know she had other qualities, so did my guy. But I don't think respect and a good sex life are too much to ask for. I have an idea. Is your door unlocked? Yes? Good. I'm going out and coming back in. I want to try something. I think you might like it. You stay here. Honey? Hi, I'm home. There you are. Did you have a good day, sweetie? Give me a second while I just slide these panties down. I bet you like them like this, almost down to my knees. But off they go and onto the hook. This is where they go, right? Ah, good. Maybe next time we go out, I'll just leave them there. Would you like that? Yeah? Good. I thought you might. Don't think I don't see you staring at my legs. Though I can't deny I kinda like that. Should I tease the hem up just a little? Let you see a little more? I like that look in your eyes. No, why don't you stay on the couch? Would it be okay if I sat on your lap? Straddle you? You don't mind that my skirt's gonna ride up to you? But that's okay, isn't it? There we go. That was a good kiss. May I have another? You think my pussy's cute? Why, thank you, Daddy. Ooh, what was that twitch? Something nice between our legs. I want to feel. Is that okay? Good. Lift up a little? I don't think I can get it out without hurting you. Lift your hips a little so I can get these jeans down. There. Wow. Daddy, you've got a nice one. Okay, if I touch it? Good. I want to play. You like it when I tease it with my fingers? My thumb right under the tip? You like that, right? You want to take off my top? Why don't you wait just a little while? Here. Give me your hand. I want it on my pussy. Feel how wet it is? You did that. It's been weeks since I've been touched there. I've been dying for it. It's been weeks since you've been touched too? Oh, I like that little circle you're drawing around my pussy. You're teasing me. Oh, feels so good, but I want more. You found my clit. Oh, that's so good. Do it. Oh, please. Put your finger inside me and rub my clit. I can hear how wet I am. Oh. Okay. I'm ready. No, not for your cock. Although I am pretty ready for that. I'm ready for you to see my tits. Go for it. I'm not wearing a bra. You like them? You're not teasing me, are you? I don't think I could take that. Oh my god, your mouth. Oh, your mouth on my nipple. Oh, fuck, that's... Oh, that feels so good. My ex, he would never do that. Oh my god. Play with my clit while you bite my nipple, please. Oh, not too hard. Keep doing that. Christ. Your finger. Your tongue. Oh god. I can't believe how close I am already. Don't stop. Don't stop, please. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come on your fingers. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck, Daddy, that was so good. Let me rest a minute. I'll slide my pussy along your cock. You can feel how warm and wet it is. And then, how about if I bend over that chair and you flip my little skirt up? Play with my tits and slide that big cock inside my tight little cunt and fuck me till you come. You can use me and call me your little whore, slut, or whatever you want. You can tell me that you want me to prance around here in little bits of nothing so you can just take me whenever you want. You can do whatever you want to me and I'll know that it's just us playing. Playing the way we want to play. Like no one has let us play before. Here. Is this right? Bent over with my ass up and my legs spread? Next time I'll make sure to wear heels for you so you can get the full effect. Put it in me, Daddy. Give me that big thing and fuck me until you dump your big hot load. I'm on the pill and I feel like I've been waiting for this for as long as you have. Oh, that's right. I feel so full. Full of you. Oh, God, kiss my neck, bite me. Mark me, give it to me, and come whenever you want. My mouth. Oh, my face, like the porn girls. My tits, my ass. Okay. And my cunt. My hot, slick cunt. You like that word? It's so dirty. No girl was ever that dirty for you. I am, Daddy. Give it to me in my hot cunt. Cunt, 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 cunt. Oh my God. You like that word? You love that, don't you? Girl, you're free. Just fuck toy whenever you want to play out your fantasies. He'll be here, and he'll be hers. Oh, God. Oh, God, I feel you. You're slamming into me. Oh, yes, smack my ass. Oh, my God, yes, don't stop. On my clit. Oh, fuck. Oh my God, you're gonna make me come again. Oh my God. Fuck. Hold me up. I can hardly stand. My knees are melting. Oh my God. And I feel you pushing and throbbing. Oh my God, you're relentless. Oh fuck, it feels so good. You ready? You ready to come, Daddy? Yeah? Ready to dump your hot load into my steaming silken. Oh fuck! My cunt. Oh my God, yes, please come for me. Daddy. I feel it. Fuck. Shit. Oh, it feels so hot inside me. Stand. Let me get down on my knees. Pull your cock out and wipe it on my face and let me clean you up with my mouth. There. You're good to go. Please don't go. Oh, wait. This is your place. Good. Yeah, I'll stay with you. And yes, let's take the rest of our clothes off and get into bed. We can even watch some porn if you'd like. What kind do you like? Ooh, I like that too. And yes, I'll have dinner with you. We can go out, and if you'd like, I'll leave my panties here. Or we can order in, I don't mind. And I like anything. Italian, Chinese, Indian, they're all good to me. I just don't want oatmeal cookies.